This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Over the past several podcasts, we have been focusing our attention upon what is reported as advice from a speech that Bill Gates gave at a high school of 11 things they did not and will not learn in school. Now for rule number 7. Before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills and cleaning your clothes and listening to you talk about how cool that you thought you were. So, before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try cleaning the closet in your own room first. Now, I love this particular advice, whether it was given by Bill Gates or not, because it talks about responsibility. And if we're going to learn to mind our manners, it is first important that we learn about responsibility. So let me give you 3 things that I think will help us in understanding about our responsibility. First is from Galatians 6, verses 4 and 5. But let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now, Paul is telling the Christians of Galatia that they were responsible for their own workload and not for that of their neighbors. Every one of us will bear his own load. Now, he isn't talking about a failure to help people when they are in need of help. That's earlier been discussed in verse number 2 when he said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But he is writing these verses in the context of chapter 6 where he wants us to learn to share what we have learned with others. Galatians 6 and verse number 6. And he reminds us that we are going to reap out of that which we have actually sown. Verse number 8. You see, we are all going to be held accountable. We're all going to be held responsible one day for our actions or our inactions, for that matter, for the sins of commission and the sins of omission. So we need to learn the principle of bearing our own load. The second principle is that you need to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 10, he says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now, the command to make your calling and election sure is a command. It's not a suggestion on, maybe if you want to or not. No, there's something that is vitally important here. And so Peter tells us just prior to verse number 10 that we ought, beginning in verse number 5, give all diligence. That is, we ought to make every effort that we can to add to our faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and temperance, patience, and patience, godliness, and godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. For he says, if you do these things, you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. You see, this is your responsibility and yours alone. So we need to learn to bear our own load, and we need to learn to shore it up by these great principles of faith and virtue and knowledge and temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. So principle number 3, your responsibility is to work. So I have a responsibility to bear my own load, to make my calling and election sure, and then to work hard. That's my responsibility. Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24 says, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Now, in the wisdom of Solomon, he would tell us that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, Ecclesiastes 9:10. See, because as Paul tells these Colossian brethren, you're not working for men. You're not serving mere men. You're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You are responsible for what you do and how you do it. So either when you're working, you can leave a good example or a bad example. You can either glorify the cause of Christ or you can shame the cause of Christ by the kind of work that you do. If you do good work, it's a good example. Shoddy work, slacking off, not good. So allow me to remind you, my friends, that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. The source of this rule? Oh, it's not men. It's not Bill Gates. It is the Bible. And it's the second most important rule next to that of loving God. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And remember, knowing is only half the battle, especially in good manners. It's all about the doing that really counts. Thank you for joining us today on Minding Your Manners.